It's a miserable world we live in. Nectar of Instruction. Prabhupada explains about the threefold miseries. Adidaivaka, Adibhautika, Adiatmika. Miseries of our own miserable minds and bodies. Everyone knows about that. There was one famous play in France called Les Miserables, which means the misery. Material world means miseries. MW, material world. MW, many woes. Many woes means many miseries. Miseries of my miserable body and mind, and miseries that your miserable mind and body cause me. And then miseries caused by the miserable weather. It's too cold, it's too hot, it's too wet, it's too dry. But there is a solution, there is a cure to all this misery. What is the cure? Understanding the Absolute Truth and one's eternal relationship with Krishna. It causes auspiciousness, which is described in the Bhagavatam. Text 2, it says it, Shivadam Vedyam Vastavam Atravastu Shivadam Tapa Trayon Mulanam. So this Shivadam, Satyam Shivadam Sundaram, life centered on Krishna becomes Shivadam, auspicious, and Satyam, truthful, clear, peaceful, and Sundaram, beautiful. Satyam Shivadam Sundaram. When we understand our relationship with Krishna and act as his eternal servant in all conditions and circumstances, everything becomes Shivadam, auspicious, and Tapa Trayon Mulanam, the immediate annihilation of the root cause of all misery. If by one's spiritual advancement one sees material misery as Krishna's mercy in his life, the miseries will bring him closer to Krishna. And thereby these miseries will actually become a source of happiness, because Krishna is a reservoir of bliss. The miseries push us closer to Krishna, at least devotees. They run to Krishna. They jump in Krishna's lap. They clutch his feet and beg for his mercy in miserable times. Misery is our friend, pushing us to our greatest friend, the reservoir of joy and protection and happiness. Krishna himself comes to this world and enacts his Vrindavan Leela to attract one away from the shadow and towards the substance, away from the miserable world and come to the world of Vrindavan, the transcendental realm of ecstasy. The Bhagavatam, what does the Bhagavan teach us? The Bhagavan teaches us that you want to remove misery? What is the process to remove misery? Is it money, fame, position, power, man, woman, food, house, opulence? No. They're rather sources of more misery, manifold miseries. The Bhagavan teaches the process to remove mercy is to be always Krishna conscious and awaken our relationship with Krishna. Shivana means he who gives transcendental bliss by means of his own potencies. And Tapa Trayon Mulana means he who uproots the threefold miseries caused by the illusory potency Maya. In the Bhagavatam, there is more discussion about misery in third canto. I think it's chapter 5. In the prayers of the demigods, 39 through 51. These prayers, 3, 5, 39 through 51, of the demigods are very sweet and fascinating. As usual, the demigods are always glorifying the Lord in their prayers and taking his shelter and begging for protection. As an umbrella gives shelter from both scorching heat and pounding rain, Krishna's lotus feet offer soothing shelter to those who are overwhelmed with material miseries. We have to understand, of course, it's impossible to avoid misery in this material world. As I said, material world means many woes, many worlds. MW, many woes, many miseries. Devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord, someone may think, oh, I take shelter of the Lord and then I'm on easy street. There's no more misery, no more difficulty. What we'd rather see in the Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the Lord and his devotees, there's full of examples of devotees that are fully surrendered, totally pure devotees, and are suffering like anything. At least it appears that way. Prahlad Maharaj, Kunti, Draupadi, so many devotees, the Pandavas, Sita. But it's not like that. So the devotees, they take shelter. We experience the material existence. But the experience of karmis or non-devotees and devotees, there's no comparison. Devotees see Krishna's mercy in everything that happens to them. And therefore, in every event, whether it's pleasurable or miserable, the devotees experience the gentle touch of Krishna's hand. This is Krishna's love. Sometimes it's a loving slap, sometimes it's a loving pat. Sometimes it's a loving kick, and sometimes it's a loving brace. But it's all part of the love of the Lord, which ultimately brings us to Anandam, the eternally blissful realm of Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan, where there's no misery at all, moment-to-moment enjoyment, serving the Lord in bliss. It all depends on surrender. We surrender to Krishna, there's no more miseries. It's all the play of the Lord. In the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada discusses about surrender. He paraphrases the famous verse of Gita, Sarvadharman Prityaja, 1866, in Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, chapter 4. In the purport to text 16, Prabhupada very sweetly paraphrases the essence of Krishna's words to Arjuna about surrendering. My dear Arjuna, you are very dear to me. Therefore, only for your good, I will disclose the most secret part of my instruction, sarvaguyattamam. It is simply this. Become a pure devotee of mine and give yourself unto me only. And I promise you full spiritual existence by which you may gain the eternal right of transcendental loving service unto me. Just give up all other ways of religiosity and exclusively surrender unto me and believe that I will protect you from your sinful acts and I shall deliver you. Do not worry anymore. A devotional life is full of kirtanam, smaranam. So one must adopt this simple way of devotional life to attain the highest perfection available in any category of the human form of life in any part of the world.